Perek Daled, Mishnah Gimel, the fourth chapter and the third Mishnah in Kiddushin. Kol ha'asurim lavo v'kahal mutarim lavo zeh v'zeh Rabbi Yehuda Oser. Mishnah continues to talk about the different relationships and who can marry whom. And our Mishnah tells us the following, that all those who are prohibited from entering into the assembly of the Jewish people, the Asur Lavo Bakahal, the Torah says there are a couple of nations who are not allowed to convert and join the Jewish people. And they are the nation of Ammon and Moab. They are permitted, according to Tanna Kamma, still to marry each other. So what exactly are they referring to? The Gemara discusses that the Mamzerim, the Nitin, the Shtuki, and the Sufi can marry each other, and the Ammonites and the Moabites, those converts, would actually also be permitted to marry Mamzerim, Nitinin, and the Sufi. Rabbi Yehuda, however, osers. Rabbi Yehuda prohibits the marriage of these types of converts to a Mamzeres. However, he would agree that an Ammon and a Moab convert, who it, since it's usher for them, the Vobah Kahal, since they cannot join the Jewish people, they would still be permitted to marry a Mamzeres, a Nitin, or a Shtuki, or a Sufi. They would not be permitted to marry a Mamzeres. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Vada'an bevada'an mutter, vada'an besvekan, usvekan vada'an, usvekan besvekan aser. Rabbi Lezer says that if it's certain, if it's a vada'i, in another vada'i, it's permitted. Meaning, a person who is definitely, it's vada'i, is definitely prohibited, may marry someone else who is definitely prohibited. Meaning, a mamzer is permitted to marry a mamzer. Or a Nitinu. If it's certain, with a suffix, a certain and with a suffix, for example, a Vada, like a Mamzer or a Nitin, to marry a suffix, which is a Shtuki and a Sufi, again, we're not quite certain who their lineage is, who their mother is, who the parents are, or in a suffix with a certain or the reverse case. Other versions of the Mishnah, they don't go have the reverse situation, meaning originally we said a suffix with a vada with a suffix. Do we really need that second part there? Perhaps it's understood that the law would be applicable to both. That's in many versions of the Mishnah, it's in brackets, so whatever, it doesn't really necessarily matter. For our intents and purposes, the Mishnah continues and says, or a suffix with a, or with a suffix, I mean, a sfeikon with a sfeikon in all these situations. A vada with a suffix with a vadai, or a suffix with a suffix, they are prohibited to marry, to wed, and the reason is because it's a suffix. We're not sure what that person's status is. This person might be, have a mole, this person might be, blemished, the person might not be blemished. And therefore, there would be usher to marry each other. Mishnah just concludes by saying, what exactly are the individuals of this lineage, which is a suffix, were in doubt? Where they come from? The Suki, the Sufi, and the Kusi. The individuals who, again, we don't know if they have a mother, we don't know if they have other one of their parents, or a Kusi, which is a Samaritan. And since their family, the Gemara says, are not really careful, and they're not experts in laws of Gittin and Kiddushin, therefore we are worried that perhaps their lineage is improper, and they also fall in this category of a suffix, and doubt exactly who their parents and their lineage might have come from. Perek Daled, Mishnah Daled, the fourth chapter in the fourth Mishnah, continuing with the various laws that dictate lineage. Hanose Isha Kohenes, a person who marries a priestess, a woman who's a Bas Kohen, Tarech Livdok Achareha Arba Imahos. A person must inquire regarding her lineage and inquire back to four mothers, Shehein Shemona, that really is considered eight different women. What's important here to note is we're not talking about a regular marriage. We're talking about a case where there's reason to doubt we are suspect of a person's lineage, because generally speaking, however, we do not investigate a person's lineage and we assume they are kosher. And therefore, our Mishnah is talking about a situation where there is reason to be suspect of a person's lineage. Otherwise, the chazaka, that a person is kosher. How far back do you have to go? Essentially, it's two from the mother's side and two from the father's side. The mother, the mother of the father, the grandparents also on both sides, which is essentially eight different women. So again, we check two from the mother's sides and two from the father's sides, which is her mother and the mother of her mother's father, her father's mother and the mother of her father's father, which essentially, like I said, are eight. The mother of each of these mothers is also examined with her. And this is what we spelled out in the Mishnah. Ima, the aim ima, the aim avi ima the ima, the aim aviha the ima, the aim avi aviha the ima. What is the reason why we examine the lineage of the mothers and not the fathers? So the Gemara actually says that there's generally a tendency among men, if they're going to be fighting with each other, they would call attention and they would almost insult the mum, the blemishes in each other's family's lineage. And therefore, if there was a mum, if there was a blemish in a father's lineage, it would be known. There'd be no need to examine it, because shall we say, it would be out in the open. They would air their dirty laundry in public. However, women, they don't really, they're more humble. They don't call attention to a blemish, to a mum in a person's lineage, and therefore it needs to be examined thoroughly. Our Mishnah continues, Leviya v'Yisraelis, Mosifin Aleihem od Achaz. If, however, a person wishes to marry a Leviite or an Israelite woman, we must add another layer, one more mother from each couple, meaning her mother, her mother's mother, and her mother's mother's mother. So really, we are examining 12 different mothers, at least that is how Rashi understands our Mishnah. What is the reason why we're required to go back that extra generation for an Israelite or for a Leviite? It is understood because there's a greater possibility of having a mum from a Leviite or from an Israelite family than from a Kohen family. There's apparently a priestly family a little bit more known if there are blemishes in their mishpacha, as opposed to in a family of Levim or Yisraelim, might have snuck in there a little bit more. And therefore, we have this additional requirement to go back, that additional level in the lineage when a person wishes to marry a Levite or an Israelite lady, again, only a situation there's reason to be suspect that perhaps a family has a blemish. Otherwise, there's a chazaka that the Jewish people are kosher and there is no moon.